Rabbi Zai, a good morning, a good Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayikra. New Sefer that we're starting. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll read from the Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim, that part of the Torah which it says, Yavu Tahirim, V'yisasku B'Tahirim. That's what they teach the little children at the beginning. They should know that there is an inyan of karbonis. I saw that Rav Sternbuch says that even from a young age, the children have to know that there's an inyan of schar v'einish. We have to know that when a person does something, it's not proper, he has to bring a karbon, there's an einish, and a person has to contemplate why does this happen and what's happening to the karbon. Even from a young age, it has to be clear to the children. And at the same time, Yavu Tahirim, the Tahirim, those are the children that their Hevel Piyam, Teshel Tinoika Shabbos Rabban, is pure. They are able to learn the Inyonim of Tahara. Ah. And Rabbi Sai teaches us that we all have to try to elevate our level to become the Namatzav of Tahirim in order to be Isaac in the Inyonim of Tahara. It's also Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're holding by the Yontif of Purim, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, and for most of the world, you're going to celebrate the Purim on Matzah Shabbos and Yom Rishon, and we in Eretz Yisrael, and here in Yerushalayim specifically, in the Mukav Chaima cities, like Yerushalayim, HaKadosh, and Shushan, we celebrate Shushan Purim on Sunday night and Monday. Yesterday, because of the calendar, because Shabbos is Yud Gimel, so we had the Tainus Esther Mukdam, and many, many people did what Esther did. Esther asked that all of Klal Yisrael should gather and should fast and should daven, and the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael throughout the world all said that person should be mechazik in the tefillas and the bakoshes. I know the shul that I davened in, and the minyan, we said special tilim. And this is the keli lama zavtani, a special tilim perikov beis, that a person says, which is the tilim which Esther Hamalka said when she went into King Achashverosh, and she was saved. So we hope and we pray that our tefillas were mukuyim. I saw a very interesting thing. I saw in the luach that if a person did not fast yesterday, for whatever reason it was, then it's incumbent upon him to fast today. I don't know what the halacha is if a person was sick. If he's patron, that you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But if for some reason a person was healthy and he forgot to fast yesterday, then there's an need to fast today, even though it's Erev Shabbos. And I was thinking that comes out that really this also has a bechina of a day which commemorates Tainus Esther. And therefore, for sure, if a person has the ability to say the perek of Tilim Chav Beis of Keli Lama Zavtani, and to give out a heartfelt cry, and especially for the matziv that Klal Yisrael is in, where we know that these are not simple days. So in these days, we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he should answer at tefillas. That's one aspect that we want to speak about. This Shabbos, we're going to learn Parsha Zohar, take out two Sifrei Torah, and after the reading of the first Kriya, we're going to read the second Kriya, which is in Parsha's Kiseitze. We're going to read the famous Psukim of a Zohar, Es Asher Osilcha Amalek. I saw Kasha, that the stipler asked, L'chaira, why do we do the laning of the regular Kriya before Parsha Zohar? Parsha Zohar is Midaraisa. Even though we normally have a klal, Todr, She'enu, Todr, Todr, Kodem, the one that we read more frequently, that takes priority to the one which is less frequent. But the stipler says that that's dafka when they're both on the same level. But L'chor, Parsha Zohar, which is the chi of the Raisa, L'chor, that should come first. So the teretz which I saw from the stipler is that really the laning that we have today is a chelik of tefillah. It's all part of the nusach of tefillah that we have, kriyas haTorah. So therefore, in the hierarchy, the fact that it's part of tefillah, and tefillah is what we do first before the laning, so then this is a chelik of the tefillah. Needs a little bit of a beer, but this is a little bit of something we can ponder and think about. But the main thing is we're going to lane, And the reason why we do this Zohar Esesha Asucha Amalek, I already the Chinuch already says that the purpose is that we should arouse within ourselves the hatred for all of those who are the enemies of the Jewish people, and we want to fulfill the mitzvah of the Kiyum of Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek. And I was thinking that there are those that say that even though we don't know who Amalek is today, but anyone that comes upon Klal Yisrael and tries to destroy Klal Yisrael. So that also is an Amalek. The Nazis, Yamach Shmam V'Zichrein, they all were from Amalek. Hamas, I was thinking today, they're also Amalek. They're trying to destroy the Jewish people. Anyone that's trying to destroy the Jewish people has a din of Amalek. And therefore, it could very well be that the heroic soldiers, our chayalim, who are being Moser Nefesh, day in, day out, and they're being Mekayim, the mitzvah, could be they're being Mekayim, the mitzvah, Mechias Amalek, by their killing of the Amalek from us. But we have to know that there's also a deeper understanding of what Mechias Amalek is. The so brought down that Rebbe Eli Baruch Finkel says that the purpose of Mechias Amalek is really to remind us, Zachar Esesher Asalcha Amalek, the Medrash says it's really a mashal to a king that had an orchard, and he surrounded it with a strong fence, and he warned anyone that would go in there would be a dog that could bite. And what happened was his son went inside, and his son broke through the gather, and was bitten by the caliph, was bitten by the dog. And the father, after he healed him and everything else, he always used to remind him every single time they passed by that place. He would say, "Do you remember that you got bit over here? And the reason is because you didn't follow the warning that I gave that you shouldn't enter." That means it was to remind him of his chet. When we speak about Zochar Esesher Asucha Amalek, we try to distance ourselves from the Sibas HaChet, the Sibas HaEinus. Why does Amalek come upon us? Amalek comes upon us because the Torah says, Mipnei Sherafu Yedeihem Midivrei Torah, because our hands were weak from Divrei Torah. And the warning is that this is really what we have to remember. We should remember the Sibas HaChet. And the Sibas HaChet is because we weakened ourselves in Divrei Torah. He brings down very, very nicely, why do we say the language of Rafu Yedeihem Midivrei Torah? That their hands became weak in Divrei Torah. L'chor, it should be that Rafu Pihem, Rafu Machshav Eseyem, they didn't have the Kol Yaakov. And why is it the Pshat? Sherafu Yedeihem, their hands were weak. It's a very strong kasha. And we also know that usually we use the term of hands by Esav, a Kol Yaakov, a Yedayim, Yedei Esav. What's the Yedayim of you? What's the Yedayim of the weakness of the Yedayim? So he says that he saw a very interesting Rashi in Sefer Yecheskel. He said it's mamish one line in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Say Rafi Yedayim Milakabil Es HaTorah." He adds on the words Rafi Yedayim from being Mekabel the Torah. Yedayim represent the raising up, the acceptance of the Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu when he was standing on the mountain and they were fighting against Amalek. It says he lifted up his hands because that represented the concept that they have to re-accept the Torah. They have to be makabel the Torah with a greater effect, completely with the Yadayim. Rabbi say, on these days he made Purim, when all of Klai, so it's an amazing, amazing thing, 127 Medinas, but there was a decree against him that they were going to be wiped out. And it says, all of Klai Yisrael did tshuva. It's Mamash one of the pillar playing. Every single member of Klai Yisrael did tshuva. I told it over to a certain Talmud Chacham. He said, maybe it wasn't everyone. Maybe it was Rav. I said, even if it was Rav, even if it was a majority. But the simple understanding is that all of Klai Yisrael was makabel themselves to accept the Torah again. What does it mean to makabel themselves? With their hands. The hands represent nase, that I'm going to do it. The Maisa Asiya. And this is a chizuk that we have to instill within ourselves, that we have to be makabel the Torah b'shleimus with a complete, and this is the opposite of Rafi Yadayim, is Kabbalah Satara, like he says, like the Rashi says in Yecheskel, that we should be Mekabel the Torah with all of our might, with our Yadayim, just like the opposite of Yadayim the Esav. Yadayim the Esav is going against us. The Yadayim of Klal Yisrael should be completely, completely with a complete Kabbalah. I'm reading now a new sefer that came out, which is Meisim that Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita should be Gezunt and Stark. He said over, and it was written in a beautiful, beautiful way. And I can't tell you how important the sefer is. It's really fantastic. If it's actually sefer, it's written in a very, very modern day Hebrew by Rabbi Yaakov Friedman. But it speaks a lot about Rav Moshe when he grew up in England, and his mother, Rebbetzin Devorah Sternberg, she became an almana when Rav Moshe was a young boy. She had to take care of 9 children, 9 yesoimim, and she dedicated herself to the chinuch of her children. And such an interesting thing, we know that Rav Moshe Sternberg, when he was young, first of all, in England in those days, they didn't really have fully the cheder system. So he went to public school, and that was from a psak halacha from Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan said it's better to go to the public school, and that he should know that he's a yid, rather than going to those days, the Jewish grammar school, where he could somehow think that he's in a proper environment, but he won't have that same stealing of his nature. And Rav Moshe, he was already a maspid from the time he was a young boy. He would sit and learn, and he used to go late to school, and he did the minimum, but because he was a very, very tremendous Baal Kishrin, he was able to, in fact, he even won an award. And at one time, he won the award. They wanted to send him to Oxford and to give him a full scholarship. And he refused, and his mother refused. That's a whole story in its own might. But the main thing is that one time he didn't show up, and they used to come to check when the children wouldn't come to school. They enforced. So they came and they took his mother to court, and the court, they made a decision that she has to be fined, and she was fined 5 pounds. She said that was the happiest 5 pounds that she ever spent, because the main thing is she stood up that her son should become who he became, and wasn't only Rav Moshe, all of his siblings, every single one of them, tremendous amount. This one is the mother, his sister is the mother of Rav Asher Ariely. Another sister was married to Rav David Soloveitchik. His brothers, Rav Dov and Rav Eliyahu, each one of them, and I don't know all of them, but each one of them, tremendous Talmid Chachamim. And Rav Moshe, from the greatest of Talmid Chachamim that we have today, and from the great Poskim that we have today. But the most important thing I want to say over is that his mother instilled within him, and Rav Moshe carries that with him, this tremendous azus for Kedusha, to be mekabel the Torah with the Yadayim until he's 99 years old, and he's learning hours upon hours and writing. So for sure, he has tremendous kaychas, but this is a lesson for all of us. On these days of Zachar, we should remember the Siba of why a Malik comes to us, and that has to do with the fact that we have to extend ourselves and to raise our levels to be mekabel the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what should be our avodah on this Shabbos. That should be avodah on this Purim. I was thinking also that some interesting shailas that I saw. Yeah, that it happens to be it's going to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky's yahrzeit also on Shushan Purim. And he was also a dugma, a model for all of us of what it meant to be someone that literally, he would not waste time. He would completely, completely absorb himself in the Torah HaKadosha. And it was, he just had a tremendous simcha with the Avas HaTorah that he had. Now, most of us are not necessarily going to become Reb Chaims and not going to become Reb Moshe Sternbuchs. But look what we can learn from them. But I want to tell you some interesting shailas that I saw. One Shiloh was someone came to him and gave him Shalach Manas and said, Rebbe, I'm not sure if I'm a kind of Mitzvah Shalach Manas. He said, Reb Chaim said, why? Because it says, Mishloach Manas, Ish L'Rei. It says, you should send Manas, each person to what? To his friend. And you're my Rebbe, I can't call you Re'eyu. So Reb Chaim quit back. No, I'm still Re'eyu. Why? Because it says, Ki Yigach Shor Ish Es Re'eyu in the parasha of Nezikin. when it speaks about an ox that damages another person, it calls Reyayu. So the truth is, Reb Chaim said, if your ox would gore me, then even if though I might be a Rebbe, but I'm also Nichnas B'toch Reyayu. Everything was implanted into the Torah. Rav Nevin Zalzatzal said over, Shabit Baruch Chaim Tov Maruchim, another great model for us, said over that Reb Shlomo Zalman once said, that the Pasuk says at the end of the Megillah, Vizichram LeYosef Mizaram, and the Rambam brings down on this Pasuk, that all of the Yom Tovim are going to be Vatol Lasid Lavay, except for the Yontif of Purim, which means we're going to have the Yontif of Purim. We hope and pray that Mirtz Hashem, Mashiach should come, and Mirtz Hashem next year we'll have Purim together with Melech HaMashiach. So Freksich Takasha, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, L'char, we have all the dinim of Purim, which are Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yainim, and Kriyas HaMegillah, and we'll have Suda. So how can we be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yainim when the Gemara says, La'asid Lava, there won't be any Aniyim, there won't be any poor people. So therefore it's not Shach to be Mekayim that mitzvah. So Rav Nevinzal told his Rebbe, he says, maybe we can say like what the Gemara says, we just had in the Daf HaYomi, that people that have money, if they want, they can be mafkir of money. So it could be there'll be two people, the Einoch and Andi won't be Aniyim. Each one will be mafkir their rechush in order they should be considered Aniyim, in order that what? Both of them should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of giving matanos lev yayinim. And also, if Shlomo Zalman said, we can ask the same kasha, how could there be a mitzvah of mishte, v'simcha, and yayin? Will there be a mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim when Mashiach comes? L'chayre, the whole reason why we drink wine is because yayin yisamech levav enosh, and in the world that we live in, where there's a lot of tzoris, so therefore we want to enhance the mifarsim, the nisim, and we drink in order to become more besimcha. But l'asilava, there won't be any enemies, there won't be any tzoris, so we'll have a natural simcha. So l'chayre, we won't have the mitzvah ad lo yada. So Rav Nevinzal said it could very well be that lasid lava, the simcha will be such a natural simcha that will get us high. That will be the alcohol. One of the halves, the simcha of mitzvah, the simcha of Torah, will bring us to such a darga that it will be a bechina of nichnas yayin yatsa soid. And I saw it brought down that soid we know is bigmatria 70 and yayin is bigmatria 70, and we know that there are 70 koiches of tumah in the world. Those are the Shivim Umas Ha'olam. They bring Tumah into the world. And then we have the Shivim Panim Latoira. We have the Sanhedrin. We have the Talmid HaChachamim. Those are the Kochos of Tahara. Nichnas Yayin. When we bring wine, which is the Yayin HaShotoira, we bring the Shivim Yayin HaShotoira on Purim. And we envelop ourselves into this high level of Simcha of Torah that will remove the Soid, that will remove the tumah, which is implanted into us, and this is really what we hope and we pray will happen on this yontif. First, we want to end off with the two varts, and then we want to try to put things into perspective. The famous vart, which we always say over the beginning of Vayikra, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says Vayikra on Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe, and there's the olive Zeira, there's the small little olive. And this Aleph Zeira, we always say, is because the Baal HaTurim says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be called with a Lashon of Vayikra, which is a Lashon of Chavivas, because he didn't want to be on a higher level. He wanted to be like Bilam. Like Bilam was a Vayikar, thus a Lashon of Mikra, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu just appeared to him as a happenstance, not as a definitive, loving meeting which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, like he had with Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to do this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu but he couldn't acquiesce completely. What did he do? He put the Aleph, but the Aleph was Zair. It was small. He wanted to introduce the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu is an Anav Mikol Adam, and this is the concept that he calls him in a Lashon of endearment, but he does it with the Aleph Zeira, which is a Lashon of Anova. And in the Hasidic form, they bring down that they used to ask the Masnag Masayid of Hasidim. The Hasidim don't learn. Hasidim Einam Lemdim. So they say, over from one of the rabbis, one of the Magidim, he said, Yes, Chassidim einam. The Chassidim are ein. They make themselves like nothing, and therefore that's their limud. Rabbi Zai, we see the Torah is telling us that if we want to be truly like Moshe Rabbeinu, then emulate Moshe Rabbeinu, which is that we should use the concept of humility. I saw many, many gedolim. Each one of them was another dogma of the concept of what? Of anova. And this is also an aspect that we have to have in these days. We should recognize how important it is for us to look at each member of Klal Yisrael, malas chaverecha, like we said, that the purpose is to be mamlich, to be mamlich. It says Vayakel Moshe, and Vayakel Moshe is Begematria 496. It's also the same Gematria as Monos. Monos is like Mishalach Monos. It's also the same Gematria as Malchus. Malchus is also 496. The Iker Avoda that we have in these days is that we should, number one, be Mamlech the Melech. Make sure that we're being Mamlech the Rabbanu Shel Melech Malchei Amlochim through our Yadayim of Torah, accepting the Torah, and also to be mamlich chavercha, to look at the milas chaverecha, to see the pluses, every single Jew, what kind of soid he has, what kind of nichnas yain he has, and every single member of Klal Yisrael should be together. Esther said, leich kenoises kol ha-yehudim, and this is what we have to do in these days. We have to have the bechina of Ayak El Moshe, which is the Gematria 496, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Mamlech HaVerecho. And all of the mitzvahs that we have, we should recognize, this year especially, I feel that very, very much, we should try to make, that the Simcha should be a Simcha Pnimius. We shouldn't be demonstrative outside, like it does in many, many other years, because we know there's so much tzoros that are going on in Klal Yisrael. And not everyone is on the level that they take a look at the Bnei Torah and they say, oh, the Bnei Torah, they're allowed to be happy. No, we have to be happy. And at the same time, I urge everyone that this Sudas Purim, try your utmost to elevate the Purim, that it should be a Simcha of Ruchnius. I know myself, I feel that I want to sing more slower Nagunim, more Dveikistik Nagunim, more together Nagunim. And the last message we want to say is what the Gra says. The Gra says on the last Pasuk of the Megillah, these days, Niskarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor mishpacha mishpacha v'zichram lo Yosef mizarim. These days are not forgotten. The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, a person that reads the Megillah l'mafreya is not yotze. You read it backwards, you're not yotze. But the Gaon says, not the pshat, only the physical thing of reading it backwards. Karim Megillah Mafrei is if a person reads the Megillah and he says, well, that happened in the times of Shushan. The times of Shushan, Lemafreya, that's when those Nisim happened. No, he's not Yotze. We have to recognize, Rabbi said, we're in the middle of a Megillah story. The Megillah story is happening today. If we take a look at everything that's taking place within the political and the physical, these are not normal times. The world is on the brink of a world war. Chas v'sholom, it shouldn't happen. We know that this one that says he's our friend, all of a sudden it turns into our enemies. One thing, we see one thing. The whole world is against the Jewish nation. And the only one that we can trust is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hakarilam afrei lo yotza. Lezichram lo yosef mizarim. We should not be afraid. We should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillas, in our bakashas, and say, Keli, Keli, lama zavtoni. Vayikra Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Moshe. We should have another. We should give the Lech Kenosis called Yehudim to give the Matanos Levyanim, even Bizman Hazeh, even the days of Lossi Lover, there'll be Matanos Levyanim. Koshken v'Koshken, there's so many people that are in need. We should care about our brethren, the Almanis and the Yisayimim, and the captives and the soldiers that are working so diligently for us. And we should daven for the Olam HaTorah. The Olam HaTorah should be able to continue to learn and to steig and to elevate ourselves. That it should be a Kabbalah HaTorah B'Yadayim, like Rav Sternbuch says, to raise up the banner of the Torah. Mitzvah Hashem. The Rabbanu Shem should give us siyata d'shmaya, wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Should mekayim all the mitzvahs. Bez Hashem, we should have a simcha mitis. We should be zoche de gula shleima. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Purim. Thank you very much for listening. We want to thank jfoundations.com. If you could sponsor any of our activities, it would be another way of addressing and being able to give over Torah to other people. Go on the website and show your support. Thank you very much for joining us.